Hello, my name's Jodie Greenhouse. I'm a graphic designer and organiser of the Gowra Most Wanted Mural Committee. The Gowra murals mainly, you could say, depict a pioneering history of the town, events, heroes. Each mural tells a significant story.
How did the idea for the murals come about?
Basically, well, it was a brainstorm made by myself and an old work colleague, Christine Whitty, one day about 3.5 years ago. As a town, Gowra was dying and needed some tender, loving care. Pretty much, we could see the town was going backwards. All the buses would go through town and not stop, and economic growth wasn't happening at the time. So that's where the idea came ahead. We had plenty of wall space and thought, why not give it a crack and see if we can make it come true. Anyway, we end up going to see the Gowra Promotion Association and had several meetings with them and convinced them of the idea, and we finally got to bring it to life. So
you're a Gowra local, you've lived here all your life, so how significant a factor was that in you wanting to do something to help the town and give back perhaps?
Gowra as a town is a huge passion for me to see it thrive, and it's really sad to see. You love to see why is these buses going through town and not stopping, and it's just sad for our businesses. We have so much to offer, and by having these murals, it's really put us on the map, and we are now actually getting these buses to stop. So
So the murals have provided a bit of a tourist attraction for the town. In getting the murals up and running, though, what were some of the challenges and obstacles that you faced, perhaps, in getting these started and in getting the town on board?
Well, first to mind, the biggest hurdle was our first year. We had 4 weeks to prepare. Pretty much we had no funding, so in that time we had to find sponsors. We had to get paint, find artists to do the job.
So, Jodie, who actually painted these murals here in town?
Well, it was mainly outside artists and signwriters who travel from all over Australia. Last year we actually had them even coming from New Zealand, which was, a great thrill. From the first year we had 30 artists, and then it's grown from there. We've actually had up to 65 come here to paint the towns.
Jodie, let's talk a little bit about this mural here that's in front of us. We're outside the supermarket here in Gowra, and are you able to just describe what is in this scene in front of us here?
Well, this mural, which is situated on the Gowra supermarket wall, it depicts the Escort Rock robbery in 1862. It was one of the largest ever gold robberies in Australia history. Much of the gold was recovered by mounted police after they surprised the gang on Wayo Hill near Forbes. What happened to be remaining gold, and it's still subject of such speculation and rumour. But this mural covers, it's 34 metres long by 5 metres high, so it's a pretty large mural.
Yeah. So in the left-hand side of the mural, we have the coach and a herd of horses pulling the coach along. We also have numerous bushrangers pointing their guns at the coach in this mural.
And the bullock team as well on the far end. So.
Now, earlier as well, you said that this mural in particular takes on a different look or a different light depending on the time of the day. How does that work?
Yeah, just all different stages of the day. It brings out different lights in the mural, and it's just so stunning to see. You really got to come and see it for yourself.
How did you decide what scenes were going to be painted in what mural? So Gowra is rich with history, so how did you pick the best moments to depict in paint on the walls of the town?
Well, it was pretty much a joint decision by the Gowra Most Wanted Mural Committee, property owners, designers in the Gowra community. Also, some of the visiting artists also had their input into it, but for example, our World War II mural, the idea started from the actual building's history. For instance, the owners of the building, Ted and Kay Strom, over 72 years ago served in World War II. Ed was a pilot in the 450 squadron of the Desert Rasses, and his plane, along with other locals, was also in the Air Force, features in the mural. So pretty much, yeah, every mural has a history behind it. So we actually, for instance, with that mural, we thought it was a tribute to the Strom family in the World War II to bring that to life on that wall.
What's the reaction that you've gotten from the people in Yugara, locals that have lived here for years, when they see some of these murals? What did they say when they first started popping up around town? Does the town like the murals?
Oh, that's an understatement, really. It on mural weekend, it just comes alive. Usually you see it dead or, you know, not many people around, but there's cars, people everywhere. You're just flat out walking through the streets. So it's just really, really great to see. So, yeah, the community really have a lot of pride in their murals and, yeah, very passionate about it. So
now, what sort of maintenance is required to keep these murals looking as best they can?
Pretty much it's just the quality of your paint you got to pick. But at the present moment, none of them need to be... nothing needs to be done to them, but in 6 to 7 years' time, they'll show their age a bit, but pretty much we're just a bit of a touch-up.
Do you have a favourite mural?
That's a really hard one. I have several, but...
Which ones?
My top favourites would be the Escort Rock robbery, the World War II scene, the kids' pool scene, and probably the cars of yesteryear.
What is it about them that you like? Is it what's actually depicted or the colours that they've used?
Probably all of the above, but all of them have got a lot of character and just because we're telling our history, it just means a lot, yeah.
In terms of the future for the Yugara murals, are there going to be more murals painted in town or have we seen the end of them for a little while?
No, definitely not. We're not resting on our murals, but... We actually got a 5-year plan, but I think until we're happy with the beautification of the town and with until we run out of walls, I think we'll continue for a long time. And all I can say is Yugara just has such a wonderful spirit.